News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. More than 350 people have died and more than 1,000 have been injured after strikes from Israel hit Lebanon in the deadliest attack since the Israel-Hezbollah war in 2006. Jessica Millwood reports.
The IDF gave people around 2 hours notice saying that they were beginning this operation and were going to start striking Hezbollah targets. They told people, residents, civilians who were living around Hezbollah infrastructure to get out. And as a result, the highways were jam-packed with people bundling into cars and fleeing north to Beirut. Israel says that they have wiped out tens of thousands of rockets and missiles from Hezbollah. And they are calling it the biggest blow to Hezbollah since its formation and say that they are not done yet. Israel's defence minister has described today as a significant peak as the Pentagon announces they are now moving more US troops to the Middle East.
Hospitals in southern Lebanon have been told to cancel non-urgent surgery to make way for the growing number of casualties. Many schools have been closed and the country is reported to have been flooded with thousands of suspected Israeli calls telling people to leave southern areas. These young men in the Lebanese capital Beirut have told the BBC they're shocked by the violence.
May God protect all the people there. The thing that's happening is far away from humanity and this shouldn't be happening.
I believe that if a total war happens, we should stand as Lebanese people together, regardless of our political affiliations.
I'm very scared of the war escalating because it will cause a lot of disaster and it will stop all students from going to university and work.
A man has died after a stabbing on a busy street in Sydney's inner west last night. Jack Hahn reports from Marrickville.
This happening here on Marrickville Road in the suburb of Marrickville, a very busy thoroughfare in Sydney's inner west. At 8 o'clock last night, there were plenty of people here seeing this unfold. A man believed to be aged in his 30s, stabbed to death outside Guzman and Gomez. And then the very tense and emotional scenes playing out after that with family members trying to see their loved one. Police having to hold them back though to preserve evidence at the crime scene. At one point, an officer pulling a taser to try and keep them back from the crime scene. This morning, New South Wales police are searching Sydney for whoever stabbed this man to death.
The New South Wales Premier has reiterated that the government can't afford the pay rises being demanded by the nurses' union. Nurses plan to walk off the job for 24 hours from 7 o'clock this morning. Chris Minns has told the ABC the state government has already met several demands, including the scrapping of the wage cap, introducing safe staffing levels, and the offer of a 10.5% pay rise over 3 years.
The suggestion that we brought nothing to the table or we don't want to make progress is just not true. We've worked with the union to get agreement on all of these issues, and their last demand, and I'm not knocking them for this, I understand it's the wish of their members, but for 15% in a single year is not what we can afford at the moment.
An Australian woman has been arrested in Turkey on terrorism charges. 51-year-old Sigdem Aslan has been detained on suspicion of conducting activities for the banned Kurdish separatist group, the PKK.
Hope Sport.
Carlton skipper Patrick Cripps has claimed his second Brownlow medal for the fairest and best player in the AFL. He broke the record for most votes in a season with 45. Cripps has paid tribute to Collingwood's Nick Dacos, who finished second for the second year in a row, polling 38 votes.
Nick, I love watching you play. I enjoy going against you, mate. So what an amazing year, mate. And I know you'll play a fiber in your career, mate. So congratulations on an amazing year.
Weather.
Partly cloudy, light winds becoming northeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour this afternoon. A top of 25 degrees is forecast for the city, up to 28 degrees in the west, right now 16 degrees in the city and 11 in the west. Tomorrow, a top of 31 degrees, then showers developing, rain and 20 on Thursday, Friday showers and 19. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Sydney's
Hope
1032. Live your best days ever. Endeavour Foundation in Sydney helps people with disability to live in homes they love with supports they need to build life skills and assist their employment journeys. Endeavour Foundation can help you do all the things you love so you can live your best days ever.
They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Find out how you can live your best days ever with station sponsor Endeavour Foundation at endeavour.com.au.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit komenassociates.com.au.
We have a crash this morning through Petersham, Crystal Street, north of Stanmore Road. A breakdown through Erskine Park on the M4 citybound passing Roper Road. Speeds are down to 40 k's and it's slow past the site. Page, what a crash on Wentworth Avenue citybound at Barker Street. It's now sidelined onto Barker Street. Craig Silvey's best-selling novel, Runt, is in cinemas these school holidays with an all-star cast, including Celeste Barber, Jai Courtney and Lily Latour. Runt in cinemas now. Station sponsor. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. We're there for you wherever you are.
Indeed, but not Brendan and Danny Bell. They're not there for you today. Wow, what's going on? They'll be back on Thursday. I've got some best of bits and stuff to throw in there between now and 9 o'clock. But of course, at this time, every morning, we say good morning to John North.
Time with God with John North from Ambassadors for Christ on Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start our day today, we're going to start it with some time with God. And this week we're reading a beautiful description from the beginning of the book of Hebrews in the Bible, a description of the beauty of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes when we read the Bible, we think, oh, this is just remote truth. It really doesn't have anything to do with my life. But I hope as you listen to these Time with God spots each morning that you really get the sense what the Bible says is so relevant to my life, to what I face, to what I'm doing each day. I need to put God first in my life. Well, yesterday we read about the fact that God has spoken to us, such a great truth, and he's spoken to us in his Son. If you want to get to know God, you need to get to know Jesus. He goes on to say, his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things. Now, what does that mean, the heir of all things? I remember the first time I read that, I thought, that seems a little odd. Does that imply that God the Father is going to die one day and Jesus will inherit all things from him and then he'll be the top of the Trinity? No. It doesn't mean that. God the Father is eternal, just as Jesus is eternal, being God the Son. What does it mean, then, that Jesus is the heir of all things? Well, in the Hebrew households of the day when this letter was written in the Bible, a household was set up so that the father was the first in authority over the whole household. He was the head of the home. And after him, once the firstborn son was old enough, he was the next person in authority over the entire home. He was the heir of all things in that home. And so when God says, all right, my firstborn son, Jesus, is the heir of all things, Jesus is firstborn not in the sense that he had a beginning when he was born to Mary. He already existed in heaven before that. He's the firstborn in the sense of his place in God's home. The Father is the head of the home, and Jesus is in authority over all things after God the Father. Now, I know I said at the beginning, these aren't remote truths. They have to do with our lives, and maybe you think, well, what does that have to do with my life? Here's the important principle. This world revolves around God and not around you. Well, that's a bit of a mind shift, isn't it? He is the heir of all things. God is the center of this universe. He caused all things to be. They exist for him. And under him, Jesus is over all things. Now, when you think about your life, Typically, we just think about the world revolving around us, don't we? We interpret all of our experiences based on how they impact on me and my designs, my plans, what I want to happen in life. But what a change when we start to put God at the center. Now, when we're at the center, we encounter someone who's a little bit irritating or who's rude to us, and we walk away from that just thinking about how that impacted us. When we experience nice experiences, or we get a bonus at work, or things go well at uni, in all these circumstances, we're interpreting life with us at the center. But when we put God at the center, it changes everything. So that when I encounter a person, even that annoying person, in my mind is not only, oh, how does this impact on me? I don't like this. But I'm thinking, okay, God, you are at the center. What are you doing? And how do you want to do it through me? What are you doing in this annoying person's life? And why did you send me into their lives? What are you doing through me in this circumstance I find myself in? Maybe a very difficult, painful circumstance. But I'm not only going to interpret it based on how it impacts me and the stress and frustration and anxiety that I feel because of it, but rather I'm going to say, okay, God, what is your purpose in this situation? And how do you want to accomplish that through me? I'm John North.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. How many times can one heart break? It was never supposed to be this way. Look in the mirror, but you find someone you never thought you'd be. Nothing you could ever do to lose what grace has won.
Beyond repair.
Matthew West, Hope 1032, Brendan and Danny Bell back on Thursday. I've warmed up some best of bits, and this is Brendan and a sunset light. I've not heard of this before.
So I made a bit of a purchase, Annabelle.
Oh, you did?
I did. I got myself a sunrise alarm.
What?
So this one, okay, I keep seeing it advertised in my feeds.
Yes.
And I went, you know what, I'm just going to do it.
Oh, it's so, in your algorithm.
That's the one. And also my news feeds, it just pops up there. And like these little reviews as the top Amazon finds and things. I'm like, I've got to give it a go because there is nothing worse, and particularly on a Monday, and we know it very well, when our alarm goes off on a Monday and you've just had a weekend and your body clock's changed.
Oh, yeah.
When that sound goes off, it's that moment of... First thing in the morning, and I hate that feeling.
I know, it's very jolting. You're like, what's happening?
I'm happy for an alarm.
And you do the blink at the time, because you're like, wait, what time is that? What day is it?
And then, where am I? What am I doing? What day is it? Because you are just so completely oblivious to where you're at. Anyway, once you work out what you're doing, you're set ready for the day.
Yes.
And in order to defeat that feeling, because I hate that feeling with the passion of a fire... What is it? Fire from a thousand suns.
Oh, my.
That's the one.
Just tell the story.
Welcome to Monday. Okay, I hate it.
Jeez, everyone's leaning in.
So I bought a sunrise alarm.
Oh.
So basically, it doesn't make a sound. It starts by turning the light up really slowly.
Gosh.
So it's a sunrise, and the light fills your room, and then you wake up. So by the time when the sound does go off, because it has radio and different settings to play a sound, it starts playing sound once it's hit full light.
Okay. Well, you started talking about this and I thought immediately, wait a minute, what is the point of having one when you wake up before, wait for it, the sunrise?
Listen, that's the thing. Because I want to thaw out. I want to be out of bed and awake and ready.
But that's cool. It creates the sunrise for you.
Yeah. So it does. But the only thing is because your room's so pitch black. So here's the thing.
Oh.
It's got 10 settings, light settings on it.
Okay.
And so because your room, as you know, 4 o'clock in the morning is pitch black.
Yes.
So when it slightly goes off, just starts, it's like someone turned a lamp on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It feels brighter than what it is. So... It takes about 10 minutes to, like, turn on.
Sure.
And you can set it to not have full light, but have it half light. Anyway, I'm taking a little bit to get used to, but I love it.
That's cool. Maybe I should get one.
It's a bit of a game changer. I think you should get it. It removes the jolt out of your morning.
True.
Which is important.
And I've had those before.
just a little bit. Here and there, don't know what you're talking about.
Brendan and Danny Bell back on Thursday here on Hope 1032. This is Phil Collins.
Just trust in my good time, no matter how long it takes.
Phil Collins, Hope 103.2, Brendan and Danny Bell back on your radio on Thursday. I've warmed up some best of bits, or in this case, I've tossed up a cucumber salad.
Love it or leave it.
Love it.
Oh.
Or leave it.
Cucumber.
Because Iceland is experiencing a shortage right now thanks to the increased popularity of cucumbers and trending on the socials with cucumber salad taking the world by storm. Kitchens, dinner parties being inundated with cucumber salad in varying forms. And we've got a whole lot of text messages coming in here. So the people are weighing in. Melanie says, love cucumbers. Such a great snack. My kids would eat them most days. Today they took cheese and cucumber sandwiches for lunch.
Oh, that's so good.
Yum.
Yes, please. Thinking about it now. Wait, what are we eating after this? I love this text from Kate. She's very passionate about this topic. You can't have tzatziki without cucumber. You can't have high tea sandwiches without cucumber. And you can't have an eye mask without, you know it, cucumbers. Very good, Kate.
And then a text from Eleanor. Leave it. Makes me gag.
Oh.
But I like pickled cucumbers, though.
Wait.
Okay. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah. You can't leave.
It's love it or leave cucumbers. It, not 50-50.
Yeah.
You can have one or
it's
the other.
Do you like this in its raw form or, or manipulated?
Yes.
Not manipulated.
Manipulated. How are you serving your cucumber today? Oh, or, manipulated.
Or enhanced. I don't know.
Enhanced. No.
All right, clearly I'm not a wordsmith.
No.
And Rebecca says, only baby cukes, please. Not so seedy and less burpy.
Oh.
Burpy.
That sounds like reflux to me.
Brendan and Danny Bell back on Thursday.
Hope 103.2. With you in the hustle and bustle of life.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply meant to be. Visit mintswebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor. Berkshire Park, Richmond Road at Landilo Road. Multi-vehicle crash affecting traffic both ways. We have southbounders stacked up all the way through to Bligh Park now. Traffic Strathfield, Centenary Drive heavy northbound from the Hume Highway towards Arthur Street and Parramatta Road is slow both ways. Clyde into Auburn. Traffic through South Wentworthville for the Cumberland Highway building northbound on the approach towards Old Prospect Road and the M5 building citybound out of Casola. I'm Monique Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Once upon a time, you were 25, woken up the hour. You made the promise of your life. Blink twice and you were 29, singing lullabies. And I looked up at you for the first time. Words fall short, but I am sure there'll never be anyone like you. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. Never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you. Woke up, I was 21, and I fell in love. Remember how I told you that I'd search the world and I found the girl. And all how she reminds me of you. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. And
like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you.
Like my father, even when I'm scared, and when someone's in trouble, I'll never leave them there. And I love like my mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're my unsung hero, and I sing this song for you.
Weather's warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
Like a sunrise on the longest night, like a rescue coming just in time, yeah, you save me when I cannot see the light. Like a heartbeat to a lonely drum, when I thought that the end had come, you remind me that it's only just begun. Like a deep breath, wanna take like you a need when I hold you. Take you alive, and I'll get you the proof that God's been listening. You're the side where the grass is green, yeah, you shake me like a tambourine. No jerseys, but we make quite a team. When you took my soul down to the water, mama, I came back a different man. Everything's gonna be alright. Got a brand new
Lisa.
Andy Grammer on Hope 103.2 and with the latest Hope News headlines. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Aaron. More than 490 people are now reported to have been killed and 1,600 injured in Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon. Thousands of people in southern Lebanon are fleeing. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong is pushing for better protection for humanitarian workers in conflict zones at the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York. Australian aid worker Zomi Franken was killed in an Israeli airstrike in April. Nurses are preparing to walk off the job in about half an hour's time. They're striking for 24 hours in their demand for a 15% pay rise. The state's health minister, Ryan Park, says patients with non-life-threatening illnesses should steer clear of hospitals today unless it is an emergency. A man has been stabbed to death on a busy street in Marrickville in Sydney's Inner West last night. Police are urging anyone with information to come forward as they search for his attacker. The Reserve Bank is widely expected to leave interest rates unchanged later today. Most analysts expect the central bank to keep the cash rate at 4.5% after the board's two-day meeting. More than $2 million is being dedicated to boosting cancer research in New South Wales this World Cancer Research Day. And Carlton skipper Patrick Cripps has won his second Brownlow medal for the fairest and best player in the AFL. And Aaron, I'll be back with more news at 7.
Thanks so much, Anita. It's partly cloudy one today, heading to a top of 25. Looks pretty pleasant, beautiful weather, actually. Tomorrow, though, shower or two developing and 31 degrees. Sounds like a whole lot of humidity in there as well.
Hi, I'm Amy from SMBC. This week on Salt.
It was really nerve-wracking and really anxiety-driven. So that led to me pretty much spiralling pretty badly in terms of just anxiousness. I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I broke pretty spectacularly.
My guest this week is a regular guy from the Central Coast with a heartbreaking challenge. The birth of Desmond's son should have been the happiest occasion, but instead it led to the verge of suicide. Drop in for our chat and hear Desmond's story this week. I can't wait for you to meet him. You can listen to Salt, Conversations with Amy, wherever you get your podcasts and at hope1032.com.au.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Hope 1032.
Come on, yeah. Just a prison, so I'm hoping and wishing that girl I'm forgiven. Say yeah, yeah, cause every time you leave me, I'm sad. The moment you're returning, I'm glad. So let's not go forgetting what we have, cause it's bad, so damn bad. Yeah. We're loving each day as if it's the last, dancing all night, having a blast. Oh baby, I want you right here next to me. We're loving each day as if it's the last, dancing all night, having a blast. Baby, I need you here. If I hurt your feelings, then baby we're even, cause I've been bereaving since you said you're leaving. But now you're dancing all night.
It's a wholesome radio station.
Hype 103.2.
As sure as death in Texas, you know I'm gonna let you down. And even though I deserve them, those stones are still on the ground. So many times you've forgiven me, even while I was your enemy. Yeah, more than just 7 times 70, I can see it finally. We've all got some things to hide, but there is something beautiful when we bring it into the light. Turn the other cheek. Are we ready to bless our enemies? Are we ready to love like Jesus? Turn the other cheek. Are we ready to bless our enemy?
We are messengers. Hope 103.2, Brendan and Dannyville back on Thursday. Have warmed up some best of bits. And right now we're about to supersize the avocado.
Oh, you know when you go and you start to make something from scratch, you're like, yep, I'm going to, you know, whip up a salad.
Yeah.
Going to whip up whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to get the fresh produce and you're like, oh, I got the small capsicum, or actually now I've got too much and there's extra and it's wasted.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that we often don't have enough of is the humble avocado. You cut it open and you're like, oh, great, I got the one with the big seed. And now there's hardly any
not
avocado.
Not much flesh.
Yeah. Not much flesh at all. Mm. Or you open it and it's a little bit bruised and you're like, right, great, there goes a quarter of my avocado. Gone.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about to change here in Australia.
What do you mean?
Because a brand new variety of avocado has arrived on our shores.
Shush.
Where the fruit is 4 times as large as the avocados you get at the supermarket. And they last 5 days before they go brown. I know. Stop
four,
it.
4 times, you said?
Yes. These average avocados on this plant weigh 1.2 kilograms.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like,
you're set for the whole month.
Did you say you wanted a tub of guacamole? Because here it comes.
No, but actually, if you did do guacamole with a 1.2 kilometers.
Kilometers.
Dad, go back to school. No, that's kilogram.
It's a really big avocado if it's 1.2 kilometers. Well, I had to start at the base and all the way to the top of the avocado. Took me 25 minutes to walk.
All right, coughing my lungs out. Anyway.
Listen.
Wait, that's a lot of guac. What I was meant to say was,
yeah,
Because when you put all the ingredients in, the tomato, all the bits and pieces, yeah, it becomes like a massive bowl.
Huge. Or if you're doing the, you know, the humble avocado on a piece of toast.
Oh, yeah.
You can just do the whole loaf.
You could, actually.
You would have enough avocado to do all of it.
Just walk down the street with a tray of, you know, bless your neighbour.
Yeah, that's right. I've okay. got bowl cubes of it coming out my ears.
Yeah, wow. But,
yeah. No, so this is said to be a bit of a game changer. Now, the trees have just arrived in Queensland. They won't have fruit for a little while. They've got to get settled and grow. And then we'll see them start to arrive in our supermarkets.
Uh-huh.
But you'll also be able to buy one of the plants for yourself with nurseries lining up to get their hands on them to sell them to us, the humble consumers. So you can grow your own avocado outside.
I'm so curious.
Well, you wouldn't be able to put it in a pot. Can you imagine like a, you know.
No, it'll break open.
Yeah, well, it'd be on a lean. It'd be like this massive stick with this gigantic 1.2 kilogram avocado.
Maybe you can plant it down at the gorge.
I think I will.
You should.
Let the spring waters flow down the valley.
All right.
And water it. But I don't know how much water they need. But anyway,
yeah,
it's a game changer in the avocado market for your Friday morning.
Brendan and Denny Bell return Thursday.
Hope 1032.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Berkshire Park, Richmond Road at Lendilo Road, multi-vehicle crash affecting traffic both ways. We have southbounders stacked up all the way through to Bligh Park now. Traffic Strathfield Centenary Drive heavy northbound from the Hume Highway towards Arthur Street and Parramatta Road is slow both ways. Clyde into Auburn. Traffic through South Wentworthville for the Cumberland Highway building northbound on the approach towards Old Prospect Road and the M5 building citybound out of Casola. I'm Monique Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032.
To deliver.
Hope 1032.
Imagine a house way up on a hill, dug in the yard, the trees in the fields. It's next to the water, it's the prettiest scene, with white picket fences on me, piece of green. It's wonderful as this all seems. This is beyond our means. It's just a dream. It's just a dream. I can get you all that stuff, but I can give you all my love, free love.
Sunshine with Hope 1032.
Go on.
Shaken, found a new place to begin. And my pursuit.
distance to make a difference. Just let me save into your hands in this life.
Another night slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching heat, freezing out my skin. I pretend you still hold me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm empty, fighting way too deep over you. I can't believe you're gone. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Whenever you need someone to lay your heart and head upon, remember after the fire, after all the rain, I will be the flame. I will be the flame.
Watching shadows move across.
Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Lebanon's health ministry says nearly 500 people have now been killed and more than 1,600 injured in the latest Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon. It's been the deadliest day of the Israel-Hezbollah conflict in almost 20 years. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports.
As morning broke, it brought with it one of the deadliest days in nearly 20 years in Lebanon. Israel unleashing the most intense and widespread airstrikes on the country. Southern Lebanon, the eastern Bekaa Valley, and for the first time, the north were hit. Israel's conflict with Hezbollah on the verge of becoming an all-out war. The Israeli military said it had struck more than 800 Hezbollah targets. Hezbollah responded with barrages of missiles, a sign that it is unlikely to back down.
The New South Wales Health Minister says patients with non-life-threatening illnesses should steer clear of hospitals unless it's an emergency, as nurses walk off the job this hour for 24 hours. The Nurses and Midwives Association is continuing to push for a 15% pay rise as wage negotiations with the state government stagnate. Some elective surgeries will be affected today. Ryan Park says hospitals are still running for those who need it the most.
People in emergencies need to continue to go to our emergency departments. But for those non-serious and non-life-threatening types of illnesses, conditions, important reminder that people can also access healthcare through Health Direct on 1-800-022-222.
There's been a serious multi-vehicle crash in Sydney's west this morning. Rescue crews have been working to free a woman trapped in a vehicle on Richmond Road at Berkshire Park. There are significant delays through the area. Motorists being advised to consider alternative routes. A man has died after being stabbed in Sydney's inner west last night. Brady Evans reports.
A man was discovered with stab wounds in Marrickville. Paramedics performed CPR, but he couldn't be revived and died at the scene. He's yet to be formally identified. A crime scene has been set up as detectives investigate the circumstances surrounding his death. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is urged to contact Crime Stoppers or Marrickville Police Station.